Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, let's get into the anatomy of a champion. We are stepping into playoff basketball here in Houston as we know that the Rockets will get going against the Golden State Warriors on Sunday, on Easter, 8:30 p.m. Central Time, guys' time, 9:30 Eastern if you decide to look at it that way. We'll break that down a little bit more. But now that we have at least, 14 set up that are definitely going to be in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the 9-10 games are happening today, and then Thursday we'll have the matchup between the winners of those games and the losers of the games last night, and then we'll figure out what the fullness of it looks like. But for our purposes, we have, I think, nobody is looking at any of these lower-tier teams as potential NBA champions, right?
I just looked up on TV and says, can the Warriors win a championship?
Well, no, but they're in now, right? Of the other teams that we don't have locked in.
Not at all.
Actually, yeah. You say that, and let me see if I can get back to Bet Online because Bet Online sent some odds, and I'm pretty sure that one, they have the Warriors beating the Rockets in this series. A 63% chance is what they say, but they also have the championship odds.
Mm-hmm.
Warriors 14-1 odds. That's the fifth best odds in the NBA. Rockets 40-1 odds.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the Warriors the better chance of winning the NBA title this year.
They get in now.
Yeah. But I think that some of that is because everybody, there's some things that you look at that you determine what makes a champion. And so what is there in the anatomy of an NBA champion? I looked at this because there's over the last 20 years, there's some things that are commonalities
mm-hmm.
with NBA champions. And I wanted to look at those and juxtapose that with the playoff group that we have right now. Obviously, especially with the Rockets. So first and foremost, the easy one,
mm-hmm.
do you have enough wins? Champions win a certain amount of games, by and large, which mm-hmm. is the equivalent of 52 wins.
Yeah.
If you get 52 wins, you're in that prime territory where you play good enough brand of basketball, you've won enough games where
get hot.
You're in championship territory.
Yeah.
Would you happen to remember how many games the Houston Rockets won this season?
I believe it was 52, wasn't it?
52 and 30. They are one of four teams to win at least 52 games this mm-hmm. season. Obviously, the Oklahoma City Thunder, Cleveland Cavaliers, Boston Celtics, and the Houston Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to stop at that category alone, right? That's not the end-all, be-all, clearly, right? This is a different year. It makes it a little tougher to use that yeah. game mark because, you know, the margins are thinner when there's a lot of teams contending and beating up on each other, as we've seen. But if you were to use that mark, that's kind of wild to consider the teams that you're putting the Rockets in line with.
You're rubbing elbows, man. You're rubbing elbows. And those 52 wins don't lie because we all know, some of the teams that they beat were significant.
Multiple times, including teams in there. You beat the Thunder multiple times. You beat the Cavaliers multiple times.
Yeah.
Like, this is not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
I take it to the next thing, next commonality. You are top eight in point differential. Obviously, we know what point differential mm-hmm. is, how many score versus how many you give up. And the top eight are as follows. Thunder, Cavs, Celtics, Timberwolves, Rockets at fifth, Clippers, Grizzlies, Knicks.
The thing about that that I would sort of put a qualifier on, last 20 games. You know, like last 15, 20 games, because teams like the Warriors are, I think, top five right now in point differential.
In the last 20.
What I looked up the other day was 15. So I think as of a couple of days ago, they were top five in the last 15 games. So that's kind of like who's getting healthy, who's getting hot.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sure, and you know. I think as we've gotten closer to the more modern era of basketball, we're seeing more injuries, more load management kind of shift the way that some of these things happen and some of these things go. But I think over the larger stretch, and that's why we have multiple criteria to see how many of these check. So for the first two, the Rockets are firmly in these spaces where you view them as an NBA champion contender. How about this? Winning records against winning teams. Mm-hmm. That seems like it goes without saying, right? Yes. Not only are you winning games, but you're not just beating up the bottom of the league. You're playing against the really best teams in the league. Thunder clearly there, 31-10. Boston clearly there, 24-13. Cleveland clearly there, 28-11. The Houston Rockets, 23-19 versus teams with a 500 or winning record, 500 or above. And the interesting thing about that is there was a nice stretch down later in the season, right? February, March, where the Rockets did not have many victories, if at all, against those teams that had a 500 record. Now, they didn't have a lot of those teams to play against in that stretch.
A lot. Memphis was one of those early ones, I believe. They've actually gotten a lot better at that here down the stretch, and we kept talking about the final stretch, and they showed themselves quite well.
Lakers and Pacers also, interestingly, in there. Teams who don't come up to that, which I found to be interesting, the Timberwolves were 19-21 against teams of a high caliber. The Knicks were 15-23. I think the Knicks are just they might be overrated or what have you, but fool's gold.
They haven't beat any of the top teams. No.
Frauds, in fact.
they like 0-4.
Yeah.
Denver Nuggets 18-21, and maybe that's where you look at.
They've been hot at the end of the year.
They've been playing a little bit better. Yeah. But I mean, over the entirety of the season.
Yeah.
And they haven't had that many injuries that you can say, hey, this has been an issue. And then, interestingly enough, the Clippers, but they also, Kawhi missed a ton of games during the season, so I do wonder if you write that off.
And we know what they've done.
All right, so here's a couple of them that feel very evident. Top 11 in defensive rating. Rockets has been a great defense. Top 10 in opponent effective field goal percentage. So your opponent's not shooting the ball well. All that, just a very good defense is what you're looking at there, and that's obvious. Offensive rating, you want to be top 9 in offensive rating or top 16, because there's 17 of the 20 champions of the last 20 years were top 9, and then the other 3 were top 16.
Yeah,
the Rockets are 12th.
Yeah,
so this is where you start to lose a little steam on where they fall comparatively to championship level, and then I bring you top 6 in effective field goal percentage, or top 16
in what
effective field goal percentage your team's ability to score the basketball. The Rockets were 23rd.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah. And so I think that
they were what?
23rd.
Okay.
And I think this is where, this is the thing that I think if you were looking at it, when it comes to the Rockets, what could hold them back is just, are they able to score enough points, especially when you get into where you're getting to the cream of the crop? Are you able to score not just enough points, but efficiently enough?
In this series, even.
This series is one of those, but I don't know that I'm that afraid of the defense that the Warriors bring, understanding that they have...
But the style of play is what I'm talking about.
That is fair. That is fair, but I think that your defense is good enough to stifle the Warriors to some degree to where you're going to have interesting games. But there's teams that you could go up against that could get you up and down in a way where you go, are you able to score efficiently enough to stick with them?
Yeah.
And I think that becomes a question that you look at for the real championship level. I think early on you can manage to do this, and the Rockets have shown they can do this against high level teams, be a team that maybe doesn't score as efficiently, but prides themselves on getting offensive rebounds and doing that and getting extra buckets there. And then finally, every champion has had at least one All-Star, with 15 of the last 20 having more than one All-Star. And this, I think, speaks to one of the questions that we talked about all season long, which is, who are the guys that you lean on in big moments? And your one all-star was Alperen Şengün.
Yeah. No, that is, well, and they're also young, though. They have some all-star talent. You can make the argument on some players, and so maybe that's a little bit recency bias in terms of how good the Rockets have gotten, you know, this year. Because, you know, next year they could easily have two all-stars on the squad. I put together, and maybe we'll have to circle back on this, but I put together a similar list that is a little bit more abstract,
mm-hmm.
but it definitely ties in with what you're doing. I put together a Sean Pendergast-like 7-point plan to winning a championship.
You want to do that at 1240?
Let's do it at 1240.
Okay. I want to get, because
the John Lopez slash channeling Sean Pendergast 7-point plan to winning a championship.
All right. Because I went with the raw data, and the raw data says that this is a team that's on that cusp,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think that just to side with what B. Scott was talking about yesterday,
mm-hmm.
we probably need to talk about them more in that place where, I mean, it really is a few teams that you look at that fit all of these categories in the Thunder, in the Cavs, in the Celtics. But after that,
mm-hmm.
like the Rockets are basically hitting hitting all of those marks that you would typically view of a championship team. And all it takes is for them to prove that they are maybe a little bit ahead of schedule than what the typical perspective is. And it looks like they have been playing above that level that you would look at a young team being at. They mm-hmm. look kind of like that that Thunder team of, what was that, 11, right? Or was mm-hmm. that 12 in that same area, where that Thunder team with, you know, KD and Russell Westbrook and Serge Ibaka, where they played and they probably had a better opportunity than they took advantage of to win a championship? That feels like that's where this Rockets team is. And I just wanted to, like, with hard data, point to the fact that they are right there on the cusp. And it starts with beating the Warriors starting on Sunday.
And it might surprise you when I give you the more abstract look at things.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping, including get you ready for an early getaway game with the Astros versus the Cardinals. We'll do that next.